record.
One, two, three, tiddly baby, tiddly baby. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops. He invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king.
Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning into this Brew Happy Radio Show. I'm your host, Damian DeBizer, as the voice of beer, and you are listening to the Brew Happy Show. We have the amazing Ryan Fitzgerald with us today, and he is zooming in.
That was a fun intro.
Yeah.
Well, it was a crazy day with my schedule of work because I worked a shift that I don't normally work, and the day was not great, and therefore I got off work late, and therefore I ate dinner at my computer, and I'm here.
Yeah, so. You know, I'm hearing a lot of excuses, and I'm not seeing a lot of results.
Well, you'll see me next week when we're live in person at Hopworks.
Yes, that is true. And I have a little intel about that. Christian Ettinger is... His calendar, his dance card's filling up, so I'm going to go do a pre-record with him this Thursday, I believe, and talk with him separately. But we are free to do the show at Hopworks and immerse ourselves in their...
And their beer.
Their grace, beer, and hospitality, yes.
Well, that's live. That's lovely.
Yes.
But we'll talk about that more later.
Yeah, you know who I think is going to really enjoy going to Hopworks with us?
I would say John Paul from Paul Flagars, with three convenient locations in East Vancouver, Beaverton, and Jansen Beach.
Yeah, that's right. Our friend and sponsor, John Paul from Paul Cigars.
There we go. And it, was it Smoking Week last week? Oh, wait, it was, but I missed it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, it was.
It was a little smoky.
I wasn't even here.
You went to Vegas.
No, Denver.
Denver.
Basketball
that's right.
Basketball game.
You usually go to Vegas.
It was
this time it was Denver.
It was 63 degrees there when it was like 93 here.
What basketball game? Who was playing?
Come on, man.
I don't know what's going on, man. This isn't sports happy.
That's why you don't ask the questions.
Hey, do you guys want to do like a sports show? I'll produce it. You guys can make fun of me for not knowing what the hell you're talking about.
The Blazers.
And I'll learn stuff.
The Blazers were playing in a playoff game.
Okay.
In Denver. And Damian Lillard had 55 points.
Yeah. And they lost.
Yeah. He was saving the day. It was crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know, often us Damians have to step up and just, you know, show everybody up.
Shush.
Yeah, it's a tough world for us Damians out there.
God, you're so...
What?
Anyway, we're drinking beer?
We are drinking beer, and I have something in my glass that John Paul snuck in at the beginning of the show. John, what did you put in here? It's peaty, smooth, and delightful.
Mezcal.
Mezcal.
Tequila. And it's smoky and peaty. It's supposed to be smoky, but I don't know how they get the peaty. It's
I just associate the two.
Oli Plus.
Okay.
And it's either St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Mezcal.
Like the fourth or fifth.
Huh? No, okay.
It's artesian mezcal. It's I'm not sure. But it's really good. It's made somewhere south of here, probably. I'm guessing.
Okay.
I can't read most of the stuff on the label. It's in another language.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. Well.
Well, what beers are we drinking?
That, my friend, is a
party time.
It's a great question. You know, I'm
drinking party time pills.
Yeah, John brought a whole bunch of beer and stocked up the refrigerator again. And I'm actually I'm picking something from Ravi's Southwest Stash. We haven't dug into that in a while, and
Hi, Ravi. Thanks for bringing us beer.
Yeah, Ravi. Thanks. He's my friend down in El Paso that works for the DOD, and he is a huge beer nerd and loves to send me stuff. So he was nice enough to send this little gem from his hometown in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And this is from
Albuquerque.
Yeah, this is from Marble Brewing. Brewed right there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This is the Marble Double White Ale brewed with spices. And I'm going to crack this right here.
I got Party Time Pills, which was one released just last week at Brothers Cascadia because it was a combo with a Matchless.
Oh.
And so it's a hoppy lager. And the hops are German and Strata.
John, you wanna try the rest of this can?
Sure.
Ugh. It's good. It smells effervescent. It's just very bright.
But it's a tie-dye can. The can is a tie-dye thing going in. It's party train.
Okay, yours is a tie-dye. Yeah, that is a very colorful hoppy lager.
And with Matchless, a combo with Matchless. That's pretty good if you get hooked up with them.
Who is the other one?
Brothers Cascade.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Both of those are like right up your alley. You love both of those breweries.
I do. We go up there. That's where I got it. Where was I? When did I get that?
Friday.
There you go. Friday night.
Yeah, I know.
You've been lame.
Being lame by not going. Yeah. It is lame. But yeah, we have a great show for you guys today. There's been a lot of cool things going on in the Bruniverse.
Wow.
What? You don't have a beer in front of you.
I do have a beer in front of me.
You do?
Yeah.
It's below the camera angle. Oh, there we go. Yeah, you gotta show me those sexy beers in that glass. There you are. Uh-huh.
This beer I'm drinking is called Deeply Unserious. It is a tart ale with blackberries, brown sugar, cinnamon, and vanilla.
Okay.
It's 8.4%. Holy shit, I didn't realize it was that high.
Yeah, that's dark.
Yeah, it's viciously red.
Wow.
And it's so tart and delicious, though. The blackberries and vanilla, just perfect.
Oh, okay. Huh.
If you haven't gotten it, go get it. And then tell them I sent you. Tell Ryan that Ryan sent you.
Ryan sent us. And he'll be like, which Ryan? Because there's a lot of Ryans out there in the world.
The Fitzgerald was referring to the Nikolai.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah, this is a great beer that I'm drinking here, this Marble. Ooh.
Marble.
Ooh. God damn, that is really, really delicious.
Marble is the chip producer that's reported earnings today at 406.
Oh.
Yeah, hey, weed's up, that's okay.
Yeah, so it's cryptocurrency, I guess.
Not really.
No?
No.
Uh-oh. Oh.
That's what happens when a bunch of people go into a fad.
I'm a week behind. Right on. So, there's good news. Culmination has just dropped the new canning line into place.
I saw it. It was beautiful.
Yeah, all the outlets are in place. I had to run an extra air compression line for some other part of the apparatus, and then we finished it off with a drop down 240 cable to go right into the D pallet. So yeah,
Morgan said that the side room's going to be open on Tuesday. Is that true?
Oh shit, nobody said anything to me about that, but I think the
when I saw her she said it was going to be open on Tuesday.
The kitchen lady's going to have to get all of her stuff out of the side room, and the boys are going to have to get their grain and their cans and stuff out of there too.
That's what she said. She said they're going to get all that stuff out of there, and the side room's going to be open on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
That's tomorrow for people not listening to the show
today. Holy shit. Well,
so you better talk to Tom.
All right.
You better talk to him.
Looks like I'm going into work early tomorrow.
Yeah. Speaking of, I went and had some beers at Culmination on Saturday. After a year long or plus, actually, because it'd been almost January, so January plus now, so far almost a year and a half since I had gotten to see our good friend and my good friend Miss Amanda Martin Tully.
Mm-hmm.
And so her and I got to meet on Saturday, and we went and had some beers, and I tried the new sour flower with strawberry, guava, and lemon.
Oh.
Dude, it was really yummy.
Yeah.
Really good, and super delicious, and then had another one, which was easy IPA.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when I was like, Morgan, hi, and she's like, what's up? I was like, when's the side room? She's like, Tuesday. I was like, does they need to know? I don't know. I'm not your boss. I was like, ha-ha.
That's true.
So get to work.
All right. Well, definitely going into work early tomorrow.
Yeah, I did see the canning line. It looks great, and I'm excited to see some stuff start chunking out of there, man.
Yeah. This is really a big win for Culmination. It's been a long time coming. And now we can move over to the glycol loop, and hopefully after that, maybe I can help them out with some sales or something less labor intensive.
you don't like breaking your back every week?
It's just kind of a drag, man. It's just been getting monotonous, you know? It's like every project I do over there turns into an extra, leg of time that I'm not anticipating. I'm like, damn it. This is the never-ending project. So now I have another never-ending project.
But honestly, I mean, like, the project that made the outside tent and heating area is really great. It works fabulously, so.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I mean, there's always payoff at the end.
Yep.
And yeah, you know what? I'm going to do a
prost to yourself?
I'm going to do a prost to Culmination's new canning line.
Oh, okay. That you helped
prost
install.
To my
Got
help.
It. Prost to yourself.
But yeah, I'm really glad to see that they're going to be able to do some full swing production and packaging for their distributors over at Columbia and Day One and Alibriated.
There's a few of them.
Yeah. So
and you can just pick it up at the store now, so that's great too.
Yeah.
We're gonna need a bigger beer fridge.
Yeah, now, for those of you out there that were listening, you probably noticed we didn't do a show last week for Memorial Weekend because we all really enjoyed our Memorial Weekend. Yeah, we did things.
We all had fun and had days off. And
yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, and we were still in the midst of having said fun when Monday rolled around and we were all like, oh, well.
I won't be there.
Yeah, can't change gears right now. Stuck in my tracks. So yeah, we do apologize, but that's okay because I also went to a Fort George event over at Tiny Bubble Room and got to experience the new three-way, which tastes delicious. John Paul was there.
I was.
How was it?
Fantastic. They had some Moonraker there on tap by themselves.
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah, that was good. I was really thinking that because they were the only place in town that had that. I knew the three-way would be around everywhere. I love the bubble.
Yeah.
We go there now all the time because it's really easy, convenient on the Vancouver side of a town.
Tiny bubble room.
Yeah, it's a really good stop.
They have
to shop.
They have good salads. We get their salads all the time.
Yeah, they do have good salads. The po' boy is my favorite. I get the shrimp po' boy.
Just like it, Ross.
It's made with panko.
Panko.
Fried with panko. It's really good. Panko. But, yeah, so I highly recommend that. And, I want to thank all you listeners out there for tuning in wherever in the world you have to be. We are wherever podcasts are found. Please reach out to us on social media or by email at brewhappypdx@gmail.com and let us know what you're drinking in your neck of the world and, what you like about it, why you like it. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, and we'll give you a shout-out on the show with Prost. That sounds like this. Oh, no, except louder. Try that again. Here. And we'll do a little clinky-poo with the glasses and say your name, and thank you very much for enjoying the show. Ryan, anything?
No, we can take a quick break.
You don't want to tell them about Fitz Hits?
I mean, you can go to Spotify and check out our playlist called Brew Happy Tunes, which gets updated every week that I'm in person on the show because I can't do it remotely. But there's always some great tunes on there. I do keep it fresh, so the top 100 songs for you to listen in your ear biscuits. And, enjoy that. Let me know if you have any suggestions. Drop me a line at ryan@brewhappypodcast.com.
Brewhappyshow.com. All right, guys. Well, we're gonna take a really quick break and play a little music for you guys, and then a little commercial from our friends out there in the brewing industry. In the meantime, enjoy this music from the 80s.
This is Jason Rizos with Funhouse Brews, and you are listening to the Brew Happy Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is your friendly neighborhood green goddess botanic, Bronwyn. Social distancing can be a challenge, but with my new green features in your business, it will not only be easy, but it will make your business beautiful. In-house care available for locals, as well as consultations for those of you far away. Contact Green Goddess Botanic for more information on how to social distance and make your business green and beautiful.
What? It's tough to pull off. I've only had one other beer like that. It tastes like carrot cake. I feel like Fearless did something like that a few years back.
It's like a lot of nutmeg.
This is Casey Helwig with Imperial Yeast, and you're listening to the Brew Happy Show.
I got chocolate, those raspberry things in them.
Ooh, yeah, thanks. All right, we are back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial from our good friend Bronwyn Landis.
I enjoyed that commercial.
Our incomparable and beautiful media manager, bringing indoor wilding to businesses all across Portland.
Hey, I will tell you that
you could be next. All right, Ryan, what do you got over there?
Hear what I said?
What? No, I didn't. I had you muted. Sorry.
Oh, you're mean. Right. I said the beautiful plants that she put up at Culmination are thriving, and if you want a good example of some of the things that she could do to your brewery or your storefront, check out Green Goddess Botanic on Instagram. Shoot her a message, send her an email, and drop a line. Let her know that you want to greenify your glorious spaces.
Yeah, Green Goddess Botanic.
I had a good beer. Stuff. I had a beer in Denver, an IPA called Hanging Plant.
Hanging Ooh. Plant.
It was by...
Did it taste like dirt?
No.
Oh. Well, that's good.
It was by our mutual friend brewing company.
Oh, I think. That rang a bell.
Yeah, that was brand new when we were there.
Now, speaking of which, let's do a little boxing bell action.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah, a prost to Denver. We love that city.
Let's talk about Denver, because John, you were just there and you drank a lot of beers.
I did a lot of places. I love
you
the place.
A lot of places. Let's hear about it.
Yeah. What was your trip like?
Well, you know, so I get to the airport and I take Southwest over there, and they opened the new wing of the Portland airport.
Yeah, they got some of our friends over there.
But the north wing, they added on there and moved everything Southwest over there to new terminals.
Oh, no shit.
So over there in the new terminal area is new restaurants and stuff, and one of the things is a Hopworks.
Whoa!
There's a Hopworks over there now that is the main place for that terminal.
If we knew that, I forgot.
Terminal E. No, you didn't know that. It just happened.
Okay,
I mean, it just happened.
It just happened.
Hopworks.
So I had a beer in there to get on, you know, to go.
That's great.
And then, let's see, I got over there really late. Uh-huh. So, you know, couldn't do anything. That got up the next morning, and my first thing was to go see my buddy over there that sells Meerschaum pipes, my Turkish buddy, he's got a warehouse in the Denver area.
Okay.
And he was surprised to see me pop up there.
Hmm.
And then after that, I head over to Golden.
Yeah.
Oh, Golden, Colorado, huh? Yeah, we like that place.
To Golden Brewing.
Were you, they weren't working on any Hatch chili stuff, were they?
No, wrong time of year.
I know.
But what they did was they built a big cover out in their normal
outdoor area.
Oh, wow.
And they have
a big outdoor area, too.
They do. Yeah. And then the White House next to it, the old house, they must have bought that, too, because there's picnic tables in their umbrellas all through that land.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
So it's huge. So I'm way over there and had a couple of beers I've had before over there, of course. And then on the way back,
some great pilsners, yeah.
There's a brand new brewery over there called Over Yonder Brewing Company. It's up in the hills just before you come back, up by Golden, just a little farther south.
Mm-hmm.
And they had some interesting beers. They had an orange whip. Of course, everyone's making an orange whip now. Wasn't too bad. They had a blueberry cream ale called Muffin Top.
Muffin Top?
Yeah, I don't know if that's the best name.
Ouch.
And it was that sucker was sparklier than hell. And then from there, it was the day of the game, so I headed to Strange Brewing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Because
I
saw the pictures. Near the stadium.
Uh-huh.
And had beer there. And then I found I had some more time, so Renegade was over there close. So I had a brown ale over at Renegade and a triple. They had a triple IP over at Renegade, which is really close to that part of town, which wasn't too bad. Then went to the game. Wasn't much. I was drinking. What was I drinking? I was drinking Breckenridge whiskey in there.
Oh, Breckenridge? Really?
Yeah, because they had that. So that wasn't too bad. I was drinking that in there. It was a great game. And then the next day I got up and started hitting the places again. And I went to a brewery called Platte Park Brewing Company.
Oh.
What?
It's in the southern part of Denver a little bit. It's sort of like our Laurelwood area.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
In terms of, a little better, older houses. Went there, and then I headed towards Jagged Mountain, because the Jagged Mountain, we've been there. Remember, they gave us a 17% stout there.
Yeah, that was a hefty boy.
And I was at Jagged, and I noticed they did a collaboration with Woods Brother. Woods Boss.
Woods Boss.
Woods Boss. I went, Woods Boss, where's this? And I looked at the thing, it's like 400 yards away. So I go up there.
So pretty close.
Pretty close. Go up there, and Woods Boss, pretty cool thing. They had a lot of wood in there.
Uh-huh.
But a big area. That was pretty neat. I went over to our mutual friend's brewing company, which is not too far, a little farther north of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I headed over towards Cerebral Brewing, which is
my favorite
place in there. Oh, yeah,
you love that place.
I love that place. And they had the number one trending beer that week was the Double Brain Fog.
What is it you like about Cerebral the most?
They must have something going, because they're only open 3 to 8.
Uh-huh.
And they're packed at like 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And they sort of have a big pad outdoor thing. It's pretty good. That was
Were we there when we were there?
Yeah.
Yes, we always go to Cerebral.
Yeah, we always go to Cerebral.
That's right. I remember now.
It's a sweatshirt with a braid on it.
Yeah.
It's out by the zoo. No one knows where that is, but And then that was on the way towards the airport, because I was leaving that late, and I stopped by Fiction.
Oh.
On the way out.
How was that?
Yeah.
Yes.
You've been there before.
Yes. Once before it's on the way to the airport.
Right.
You just keep hitting them as you get closer.
Yeah. John's very strategic
when
he goes on these trips. Yeah.
And I just go like, I got 4 hours, I can hit this brewery. Then I got 3 hours, I can hit this brewery. I got 2 hours, I can hit that brewery.
Yeah. If you want an efficient plan, talk to John.
And then out there, of course, I'm having to get down to Tasters by now.
Okay.
Okay, I have to be tasting it. But they had a watermelon Kolsch, which I love a great watermelon Kolsch. Problem is, they don't make too many good watermelon Kolsches.
No.
And this one was a Kolsch. I don't know where the watermelon part was, but it wasn't there. So that was it was a good Kolsch, though.
Okay.
I'm not happy that.
I mean, that might have been for the better. I don't know if I like watermelon being in stuff. And I like a Kolsch to be a Kolsch. Like maybe a little hoppy.
No, but watermelon Kolsch, I tasted it. It's really good.
I find the idea provocative, but I
love watermelon.
Yeah.
You know, it's an aphrodisiac, so better, you know.
What?
Eat more of it.
What? Ryan's over here cracking up. It's watermelon's tough to pull off in a beer. It's very, sorry, you know, not a lot of flavor. It gets lost in the...
It's a child.
Oh, your child?
Yes.
Your child is very amusing.
So another beer I had there was an elderberry fruit beer.
Huh?
And that one was pretty good. That was called Cure Your Ales. And then the last one I had there was one called Carrot Cake.
Oh, yes. You told me about this.
It's a sour Berliner Weiss.
What?
It's the color of carrot cake. It's like an orangey thing.
What?
How is it the... What?
It's a kettle sour. It's a collaboration with Tattered Flag Brewery and Steelworks in Pennsylvania.
Okay. I'm taking notes.
But it is so weird looking. And it does taste like carrot cake, but I don't really want carrot cake to be in my beer.
It's got a lot of like nutmeg and cinnamon flavors.
It's got carrot flavor in it. It's not that sour. Well, I guess it's a sour, but it was pretty weird. Carrot cake, Berliner Weiss. That is, you know. And then luckily I found it at the airport. I found a place that had a Hen House Brewing English Mild at the airport.
Yeah.
Called a Brit Pop. So that was pretty, I was pretty lucky to find.
A Brit Pop?
Well, that's just the name of it. It's an English Mild.
Okay.
But it's,
I do like an English Mild.
I do too, especially when I get on a plane. I don't want to get too hammered.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Also, let's see. We also had some Future Primitive Brewing. I had a dry hop Keller Pilsner at Ben's Brewing.
Okay.
They have this Bellbreakers doing an IPA series of clear, hazy IPAs.
Really?
You go like, what the hell's that? It's Clarity Rarity Hazy IPA series. And number five, and it was weird because it tasted like a New England IPA, but it was perfectly clear.
Huh.
So,
wow.
Clear.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, it's, you know, yeah, I can't throw my tequila in there, but, you know.
I mean, you could try.
I never thought about tequila and sours. I've done hops. I'll bet you that would work, too.
Yeah.
Mezcal, the smoky stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know how good tequila could be until I had this smoky, peaty mezcal stuff.
That's really good.
Oh! Oh, I just lost my left eardrum.
Sorry. Just trying out a button.
Good Lord.
Yeah. This guy.
Why do we let you touch that?
Hey, if you were here, you'd be touching it.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah.
Whoa. Wow. Okay, you got me there. That was a good one. Ryan, you're next.
Am I next? I was going to ask John what his favorite beer of the week for him was.
I'd like to know that too.
It was Double Brain Fog, a hazy double IPA from Cerebral.
Really?
It's crazy how busy those guys are.
Yeah. Well, Cerebral is some really friggin' good beer, so I can see why people would be all about that.
Their cursor one block away from a horrible intersection.
Yeah.
Don't come in the back way.
Yeah. There's a secret way to get in?
Well, yeah, you just don't go the main street the last two blocks.
Okay.
You just cut up and then cut back the back way and boom.
Yeah.
You know what else I found? So I look around for homeless when I was there too.
Yeah.
Right? Driving down the freeway.
Why would you be looking for them?
Because I'm driving down the freeway. You know, everyone else drives down. I go like, where's the graffiti? Well, what the hell? Where's the homeless? Well, and I drive over here, this freeway, and I'm going, oh, not too bad over here. Now I drive downtown. I'm up and down downtown going like, wow, there's no homeless. It's so graffiti. There's no plywood. I didn't see any plywood. I didn't know what happened in this world when I can go downtown and see no plywood.
What's their secret?
I don't know. And then pretty soon I started hitting the breweries, and some breweries are sort of out of the way.
They probably just ship them all to Portland.
No, they didn't ship them all, but they do herd them. I noticed that. They're herding them.
Herded them?
Yeah, they put them in areas.
Ooh.
All group them together. So unless, like, as a normal tourist or a businessman, you go around town, you're not going to see them. But if you wander the railways and the streetcars and the, some of the breweries, the back alleys and stuff, you will run into them. For a while there, I thought it was too freaking cold for the
What are these strange cookies you brought? They're great.
Aren't they? They're just unbelievable. Look at, they're Ford cookies again. Messing with you.
Yeah, Ryan, I'll put these on the camera for you.
Oh, wow. I can see them from 5 feet away.
I get chucks. They're chucks.
Oh, okay. Never had them, seen them before, though.
What's so killer is like $1.39 for the package. It's unbelievable. I know. I just go like... How can these be so cheap? Okay, well, I'm not going to question it.
No, why would you?
Because everything else in there is not.
True.
All right. I'm cracking the Real Ale Brewing Crispy Business Lager Beer. This is another one from Ravi's Southwest Stash.
Cool. Okay, well, we're going to let you try that and see how much you don't like it.
Hey, don't drink at all.
Oh.
Give me some of the can, damn it.
Oh, not, there you go.
Yeah. See, I'm not drinking the last one he gave me.
What did you think of it?
I didn't drink any of it.
Not yet?
No. Because I don't think that's right in this neighborhood.
Hmm. What do you mean?
What's the name of it?
Double White.
Okay.
You might get okay. Well, you, I don't think it's a political beer.
No, you might get in trouble.
I think it's indicative of the style.
Right.
But way to be so PC.
Right.
Yeah, it's a dry, pale, hazy. Yeah, I don't know why they call it that.
Huh.
I thought maybe it was like a...
A wit.
White and...
A Belgian wit.
Oh, okay.
Those are white sometimes.
Yeah.
Called white beers.
Okay. Now that makes sense.
Here we go.
All right, so this...
What were we drinking?
The Crispy Business.
Crispy Business.
Taking care of business.
That is pretty crispy.
Where'd you get this beer? Oh, from Robbie.
Ravi. R-A-V-I.
So is he unloading beers too?
V is in Victor. No, no, he does. He's not in the beer business. He's just a beer fan.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. He likes... he was living up here up until last year, and... he's just been checking out the beer scene down there. We're part of a secret beer group. We get there's like 8 of us now. We just keep sending texts to each other about whatever beer we're drinking.
Is Robbie vaccinated?
Oh, I don't know. Probably. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. This is very crispy. The Crispy Business. I really enjoy it.
You didn't try my Party Time.
Oh, I'll try it right now.
There we go.
I'm gonna down this Crispy
down
Business
party,
real
party,
quick.
Party train for the Party Time dog.
I'm just gonna finish this can.
Party Time, excellent.
Hey, you know, a couple great things happened though. I was supposed to go. So, ooh. Guns N' Roses was coming to the West, and they were only coming to Denver and L.A. outdoor stadiums. I bought tickets 3 months ago.
Yeah, somebody I know bought. Somebody else I know bought tickets,
and they just announced they're going to come to the Moda Center.
Whoa!
6 days later.
Wow!
So I don't have to go to Denver anymore and watch them outside, which I hate outside.
That's great.
Yes. So.
Huh.
And then my Cheap Trick concert got canceled right after the cigar show down there.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
What? Oh, well.
Those guys put on a phenomenal show. I saw them at Disney World back in the day.
And I was going to see them at the fairgrounds down there, Costa Mesa Fairgrounds. But
they played with
no fair.
Yeah, they played with Dead Eyed Dick and some other bands that were only current at the time.
What?
But, yeah, they were by far the best performers.
They're fantastic. They tour all the time.
Yeah, yeah, they're amazing. I got to tell you, man, this hoppy lager is fucking awesome.
Yes!
I really like this.
I know.
It's really kind of a toss-up for me between this and the Crispy Business. They're both equally
You know what the difference is? A hoppy satisfying. Lager?
Mm.
Just
I like the Crispy Business. It's exactly what I would want out of a lager. It's great. And then the hoppy lager here. It's got a lot of brightness to it. Very, very hoppy, but not like blow the tongue out of your mouth with bitterness hoppy. Just like, you know, almost to the point where like it could be a little too hoppy, but it's like mellowed out a little, you know? I dig it.
There you go.
You're missing out, Ryan. What do you got?
I know, God.
Did you you got another drink over there? Are you still nursing the one you got?
The beer?
Yeah.
I'm almost finished with this one.
Okay. But I wish I could virtually hand you a beer through the through the phone. Wouldn't that be an invention?
That would be a technology you should invent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazon might get to that before you.
We'll have to MacGyver that up.
Well, let's talk about things if you want to talk about things. We have lots of things to talk about, so we've got a couple weeks worth of stuff. So if you hear me say something that already happened, please disregard the fact that we are late because we took last week off.
But yeah.
I just wanted to go through. I have a lot of news. We get all of our news from our friends in the Bruniverse from newschoolbeer.com, brewpublic.com. We've got Brixton Bulletin and Craft Beer Scribe and Crab Soup. There's lots of places to get beer news.
Yeah.
Wherever you want to get the house and hops.
Right on, man.
In your backyard. The Northwest Cider Association, which are good friends of mine. I'm friends of theirs. And I like the fact that they have some really great breweries, or excuse me, cideries that are present in their association. Well, they've come up with a new Northwest Cider Club shipment box, and these subscription boxes ship to 39 states as it is right now. These are hand-selected with regional and stylistic themes, two tiers, which each quarterly shipment features some of the best regional ciders that are not easily found on the store shelves. This quarter's cider box is an ideal one for new subscribers to start with, says Emily Ritchie, who is Northwest Cider Association Executive Director. Lots of varieties, lots of fun things, and there's a couple different boxes you can choose from. You can choose the Discover Cider Style box or the Elevated Style Cider box with some really fun things from people like, you know, some good things out there. Just try.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different cideries in the Northwest Cider Association, and you can have just about anything, any of them you choose. Check out their service at nwciderclub.com. It's a cider club that I would definitely be joining if I had any more bucks.
Nice.
We're going to go to two of our favorite breweries and a new collaboration that I don't know if John's had yet, but I'm very excited to try it. It's the Montevilla Brewworks and Coin Toss Brewing Brewery. Frost Lakes IPA collaboration.
I heard about this on the internets, man. That's that looks fucking awesome. I need to check that out.
So after a 3-year hiatus, Catch a Tiger IPA is brewed with 30 pounds of Frosted Flake cereal, but it's far from the hype pastry beer, and it's intended to be a nod to both the head brewer and owner's hometown. That's right, with Michigan roots very deep. Tim Cole of Coin Toss and Mike Cora of Montevilla Brewworks, so you can find them along Detroit Tigers, and of course the Kellogg Company. So they made this beautiful beer that just recently came out. I haven't had it yet. I need to have it. It looks delicious. It's a nice 7.4%, and it'll get you with the Idaho 7, the Chinook, the Lotus, and the Simcoe hops, which is going to be really great.
Yeah. Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. They're great.
Yeah, you gotta really throw it on down.
Yeah.
Our good friends over at Double Mountain celebrate Pride Month, which is this month, the month of June, with a new IPA and a cider. So we have Basic Rights IPA. It's a nice 6.5%, 55 IBU. And it's obviously ongoing support for the LGBTQ+ rights. And if you get a chance to try this beer, it's supposed to be delicious. I haven't had it yet, but it has a very colorful, bright label, as they would obviously be. Pride flag being lots of different colors and lots of different variations of that, depending on how you orientate yourself in the world. They also have a beautiful cider that is also coming out as well. we get a chance to try that, and it's gonna be delicious. So get yourself some Double Mountain Brewery and Cidery.
Yeah.
Basic Rights IPA and Price Cider, because that's out now.
Wow.
Ninkasi, cool. We love Ninkasi. We've been to Ninkasi a couple times. Well, they've just launched their new year-round Hazematic Hazy IPA. A new one in the Goat Pack, which you can get, comes with some juicy IPAs, a double IPA, and the Total Domination IPA. The Goat Pack is now a limited edition series, and you can have Hazematic IPA in there if you get a chance to get that. Let yourself enjoy. It's a beautiful Hazematic. Now, this is a pretty good Shut up. It's 6.9%. It's got two rows. It's got some Citra and Amarillo, Mosaic, Chinook, Galaxy, Crystal hops. It's got a flavors. Holy crap. Lots of citrus and tropical characters in that one. So get over and get some of the goat from Ninkasi. Our friends over at Ruben's Brews, the tap room, now reopens as the Canning Line tap room. Seattle's Ruben's Brews has refreshed their brew tap location with a production brewery up there off of Ballard in Seattle. And for the first time since 2020, with the restrictions receding, the brew tap has been reimagined as the Canning Line at Ruben's Brews, and will launch with a limited days and hours as of just this last Sunday. And it's going to offer an intimate space for the guests to gather, unique guided experiences, the award-winning beers.
Nice.
And just a nice place to reserve your own little place to have some fun and hang out.
That does. Yeah, that does sound nice.
Extended patio with the tap room will remain walk-up only, with a waiting list system in place until they can get back to 100% occupancy.
Yeah.
Things are happening in Washington a lot quicker than they are happening in Oregon. Really don't want to go into that because it's a sore subject for all you Oregonians, but things
little,
are happening.
Little bit, but tell us about
June 14th,
the...
June 14th is a big day here
the
in
awesome
Washington.
State of Washington.
But you're not helping. You got to get a vaccine. That helps. It's a number. Yeah.
I know. I got to run up
on
the hill.
You got to get the numbers
up. You got to get the numbers.
Yeah. I have an app through OHSU and VA, so I want it to go through my app, so I don't have to.
Don't even do that.
Safeway?
Yeah.
Really?
That's it. It's no cost. There's no fee. There's nothing.
Walgreens.
There's no wait.
Just
Walgreens right down the street.
Fred Meyer.
Shit.
What are you doing?
All right.
Anyway,
it's that easy.
Yeah,
seriously,
dude.
You hear that, listeners?
As of like 3 weeks ago, you should have done it.
You can walk in anywhere, and they're gonna like, yeah, which one do you want? We got all three on tap here.
Guys,
don't get the Johnson & Johnson.
I worked two doubles this past weekend, and I haven't had a day off, and I don't know how long. So
you're a complainer.
You don't need
anyway.
A day off.
No,
you need a 30-minute window.
Yes.
Yeah, well.
Skip that nap next Thursday. Anyway.
Now the Canning Line's done, so I have a little more free time on my hands.
Yeah. Moving on. Next Monday, the 14th, is a big day for Washington. A lot of things are going to be opening up, so I'm excited about that. Moving on, going forward.
Uh-huh.
Hey, our friends at Upright, we love Upright because it's Portland's best-kept secret.
We do.
They make some great beers. Well, guess what? They opened the expanded new ground floor tap room and Portland bottle shop.
They're not underground anymore.
They aren't. Alex is just stepping up his game, and now a new street level tap room with one of the most anticipated in 2020. The progress, the art, the function, the food, they're all coming over the next few weeks and months, but it doesn't really matter because the world class beers are there. It's really great, fully remodeled, shared lobby with the Left Bank building. And it's right there by the Moda Center. If you've never seen it, it's a good reason because it's hidden. And it used to be underground, and now they're out. They're having they have a little outdoor patio area with some umbrellas. I'm really excited of the space. Go check out some of the pictures of the space. It's beautiful. It's very industrial, and it just fits the theme that Upright has continually had while it was in that dank little cellar.
Yeah,
it's gonna be fun. We're gonna go. We need to go. We need to talk to Alex and get over there and get in that space and get him on the mic.
I think you're right.
I usually am.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but definitely about this.
A couple more releases and then another big piece of news. Obviously, Portland Cider Company. I love the cider. I'm going to try the Tangerine Dreamsicle that has been released, as well as the Passion Orange Guava Cider. Both look delicious and are fun and available in cans. Coin toss. This one might like John a little bit more than most. It's Coin Toss Brewing cans. It's caught in a pickle lager.
Oh, God, I hate freaking pickles.
I love pickles. This is gonna be great.
From London, Coin Toss's half penny lager and just the right amount of bread and butter pickles, caught in a pickle lager was created. A combination describing a surprisingly delightful.
Oh boy.
But, it's also great as a whiskey back. Hey, there you go.
Hey, really?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
That's
because
so
normally
the,
you do a pickleback with whiskey. It's a
or
thing.
Tequila.
For some
or
people.
Tequila.
Both yeah. I do a scale.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gotta get the dill, though. Anyway, they just had a pickle party
what?
On Thursday.
Who had a pickle party?
Yeah. Pickle party?
Oh,
pickle
my gosh. Party. Really?
Yeah. So it's available at Coin Toss and Tap Room. It's on their web store, and it's got some local retailers, grocery outlets, market of choice, things like that. So check that out. Get caught in a pickle.
Was it a pickle of a contest?
No. Anyway, last two bits of news that I have. Speaking of tequila, Firestone Walker releases Tequila Barrel Sunrise and Mezcal Limon cocktail beers.
That's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's,
what,
it sounds.
What? It. I mean, yeah, it sounds nice, but
that sounds nice.
What really is it? What is this concoction we're talking about here?
The 2021 vintages of Tequila Barrel Sunrise and Mezcal Limon are rolling out from Firestone Walker this month in individually boxed 12-ounce bottles. We've got some really fun things happening because it's just this nice, perfectly aged kind of. Barrels of tequila or mezcal, and the recipe being brewed with agave, chili peppers, flaked corn, sea salt, just some
really
zesty flavors.
Really?
Some lime.
Bringing that gourmet shit over here.
Yeah. And
wow.
Then, of course, the Tequila Barrel Sunrise is off of the Tequila Sunrise cocktail, so it's going to have some really fun orange zest and hibiscus notes and flavors and colors. Both of these look amazing. I want to try both. If you get a chance to get either of those, let us know. Tell us what they are all about. They do look good, and they have that nice vintage Firestone Walker label on them if you get a chance to see that and drink it and do so. And then last but not least, we have talked about the casino here in Washington right up the road from John and I. It's called Millenay. It's out by Ridgefield. And they do a lot of fun things, and they've actually gotten an approval for a hotel to go in, which is probably one of the smartest decisions they could have made over the.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That was a sort of written in at the very start.
Right, but now they're actually getting underway to get it built
because they got the parking garage first. So yes.
Yep, they got the parking garage, and then they got now they're putting in the hotel, so that now if you go out there, which is only 30 minutes north of Portland. You know, you don't have to drive home. You could stay there, and it's probably the safest idea I probably would recommend. But in lieu of large gatherings, the Southwest Casino has been hosting a Summer of Beer and Wine dinner series with some Northwest breweries and wineries. And this experience is going from June through September. And I just want to read some of the breweries and wineries that are going to be involved with this, and this is kind of a fun thing because you're playing for a dinner event, and it's a little expensive per person, but you're getting a pairings of food and beer and wine, things like that. So breweries like Belching Beaver, Bellbreaker, Boneyard, we have Penny Ash Winery, and Adelsheim Wine as well. So there's some fun things that are going to be happening. If you want more information, go check out their website for all of that. It's on ticketmaster.com or alnaresort.com. But Beer Fest and Wine and Food Fest dinner series, tickets are on sale. If you want to be a part of that, you're kind of looking at around somewhere between $69 to $98 person.
All right.
So, if you got the money to do that, head on up to A-Lin-A and enjoy some beer and food, or into wine, depending on your.
You'll probably lose habit. More to that in the slot machine.
Hello.
Well,
they should charge you $20 for it. You know you're gonna drop $200 in the slot machine, please.
Wow.
I mean, if you don't go expecting that, it's kind of it's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
It's yeah. So there's lots of good stuff happening there. If you are not in the Bruniverse and drinking some of the beers that we are talking about, please try to do so. So that way you can let us know what you think of those things and or any recommendations that you might have. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would. Okay, John, I gotta ask about what porn right now.
It was our birthday.
Oh yeah,
our birthday. Yard day.
Yeah,
because
I have some of that in my little glass here.
Yeah, there you go. And this is their number 10, which is a 10-year aged Scotch, and it's the one they sell the most of, the one they're most known for.
Okay.
So this is their cornerstone, their foundation for. And the funny thing is, I just bought this before I came here. I have 12 bottles of Ardbeg at home, and I don't have a 10.
Really?
And I'm going, guess I better drink the one everyone else drinks just so I know there's a difference.
John.
It's not even expensive.
John.
It's just like, you're just going like, yeah, I guess I need to drink the one everyone else drinks. So what do you think?
I like it. It's got a little bit of a robust flavor.
Yeah, smoky, peaty.
Mm-hmm.
Our big day on Saturday, and we had 12 scotches at home. Oof. Lined them up.
How many did you get?
I got 9. Mm-hmm. Wife got 12.
Wow.
And she's a workhorse. Oof. I wonder if she's got that Welch liver, man. You know, the Welches have a liver.
Did she finish them all, or did she just pace herself?
No. She. We're not pouring. We're not even pouring.
Whole glasses.
We're not even pouring an ounce.
But you know. I mean, I was gonna say.
Yeah, we're pouring a dram at the most.
Just a sip.
Well, a dram is two-thirds of an ounce.
Right.
And enough to get a good taste, because you gotta taste it and add a little touch of water to it and stuff to work your way. I put them in order of age, and when they were released. And the weird thing is it's. It's the same moonshine put in every one of these. They all started the same, but they just make one type of basic moonshine, a peaty moonshine, and they put it in different barrels and age it for different amounts of times. And that's what changes the flavor of it.
Oh my goodness.
And to do a 12 stack like that, to go back and do each year, they release a special one each year, and it's a little different barrel each year, and to taste them in order, and just to go, and you can start to really feel the foundation and be able to tell the subtle differences in each year, and to crank them out like that's a pretty good way to do it, man, because you really get the same base and everything.
You describe it really well.
Do I? And I hope to be there. I wonder what year. I hope to be there exactly 1 year from now. Actually, 1 year ago from last week, because they have their festival.
It's like a reunion.
Last May, and I wonder if they get the Ardbeg Day. Did they wait for another week to do that, or did they do that during the festival?
I'm not sure. But it sounds.
That's a question for them.
Yeah.
So I won't be able to hang around because I got to get back home.
Oh.
Because it's the Christmas season.
Ah.
Can't get back to work.
Yeah.
But you can have fun while you're there.
While I'm there. I'm pretty good at being detached because, you know, when you're being halfway around the world, there's not a hell of a lot you can do real fast.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I get pretty relaxed. I'm going like, a lot of times I just say, well, you figure it out, man. You got the info. I trust you. You know better than me what's happening there.
Yeah.
So I just trust your decisions. Because I'm a half a world away, and I don't really have a lot to do with that. So, You have to deal with it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
All right. Well, guys, anything else?
No.
All right.
Not well, for me, anyway.
We covered some really awesome beers. Did we get to all of them? What is this one with
$120 nachos?
Okay. That's the one with the piano guy.
Yeah. That's a triple IPA milkshake.
You know who that is?
Liberace.
It's Liberace.
I've been to his museum.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's not there anymore. They tore it down. They sold it out.
Oh
my God, it was just down Paradise. I've been there a couple times. It was actually really cool. Back then, it was hardly any money to get into it. It had just a shitload of all the stuff there.
I wonder what they did with all of it.
Well, I'm sure it's in storage somewhere or something, or they sold it off or something. But it was a really nice museum, and it was cheap. It was really neat to go through. It wasn't really huge. But it's not there anymore.
Hoof-hearted Brewing.
Yeah, what do you get?
$120 nachos.
No,
triple India Pale Ale.
I don't think there's evidence of Liberace.
12%?
Right, it's a triple IPA.
Are you trying to fuck me up?
No, Mike is.
Do you think
it's
I should
Mike's
drink this?
Problem.
Do you think I should drink this now?
Right
or do
now.
You think we should
wait,
save this for
week.
The next show?
No, because we'll be at the somewhere else next show.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. So,
we're drinking
Ryan?
It now.
Yeah.
We're drinking this now.
Triple. He's going to get hammered. Good thing he's not driving anywhere. He just has to carry Dixie upstairs. Dixie's really relaxed during the show. He just hangs out.
Yeah.
Just goes, hey, what are you guys
She's
doing?
Napping. She just wants to be a part of things.
Yeah, she does. She just wants to be near other things that move or make noise.
She's a good dog.
So she's not a hermit.
Ooh, well, so right off the bat, I get a little bit of...
Are you going to give me any of that stuff or are you hogging it all yourself?
No, it's Damn all mine. Little kind of like pungent apricot. Almost.
$120 nachos. What do you think
you
that refers to?
Oh, shit.
See, on the piano, it's $120 worth of nachos.
Ah. I see.
Mike got a few of these cans in. He only got like four cans in.
Holy shit, store. Ryan.
Yeah.
Dude.
Don't try and save me.
I got another can I'll give him.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan.
I always buy twosies.
JP always has spares.
I always have spares. I always have twosies.
But wow. Oh,
you
my
know,
God.
At the tiny bubble room, I go in now with three beers I want.
It's like a lot of
they
flavor.
Run out. They run out.
That like tries to run across the tongue. There's like a heavy amount of layers there.
Nachos.
Uh-huh.
Nachos, a lot of nachos. $120 worth of nachos.
Huh. A little too bitter.
A little too bitter.
But, hey,
well,
that's just me.
147 IBUs or something like that. Man.
Yeah.
It's going to kill you. Going to send you away.
Yeah. Not me.
How about Ryan who get his Offerman next week?
You're going to get it. You're going to get it, buddy. All right. Well, beer fans, thank you so much for joining us this week on the show. Reach out to us. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/brewhappy. And if you want to talk to us and let us know where in the world you are, check us out on social media and Instagram. If you have any questions about what we've been talking about or want to see pictures of the beers that you heard featured on today's show.
Health of beers. They want to know about the scotches.
Or
the
scotches.
Tequila.
Yeah, I take pictures of all the bottles.
Special tequila.
They'll make them on there. We love you. And as always, I don't just like you. I love you. And I want to have a beer with you. If you're out there and you're brewing, keep brewing, but brew happy.
Good luck finding a tequila.
Cheers.
I'm fine.